These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price, I know.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. It is 2 hours of gridiron power. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Patrick Immig, joined, as always, by the maestro, the potentate of pigskin world over, and also the lovely and talented, and I believe he had a few write-in ballots as well yesterday, Mr. Kerry J. Byrne.
Yep,
Kerry, how are you?
I'm now officially the official dog catcher of Quincy, Massachusetts. So it was a big day in my family. My parents had high hopes for me, and look at what I've become today.
I'm just very proud of the maturation process.
I mean, you never thought you would be doing radio with the official dog catcher of Quincy, Massachusetts, Pat. So I think you should be honored just to be on the air with me.
What goes into that title?
I have no idea. I'm not a dog man. Let's put it that way. Dogs don't like me for some reason, so I don't think I'll be very good at the job.
Okay. Well, we've got a jam-packed show today. A little bit of a Veterans Day feel as well. Why don't you talk about our first guest real quick? We'll be talking to him in segment number two.
Yeah, well, of course, we got, actually, can you do an Ed Sullivan voice? It's a really big show. I can't do voices. You're much better at voices than I am, Patrick.
If I listened to him for like 5 minutes, I would know if I could do it or not.
Okay,
I
mean, well, in any case.
I have to work on that in the break.
In any case, we have a really big show coming up. And our first guest is a guy named Steve Balestrieri, who's a Patriots blogger with a website called PatsFans.com, which is always been a friend of the facts, very supportive of us, especially in the early days of the Cold Hard Football Facts. But more importantly, a U.S. Army Special Forces veteran. And I'm just interested. I've got to know him kind of just chatting on Twitter and email and Facebook and got to know him a little bit. Seems like a great guy. We're going to, you know, get his take as a Patriots fan and a guy who writes about the team, get his take on the Patriots, and also, you know, maybe talk a little bit about what he did as a Special Forces guy. I know I'd never been in the military, Patrick, and I know your dad's a veteran, my dad's a veteran, my grandparents were all veterans, and so I'm always very amazed by these guys and what they do and what they've done and what they've gone through and what they've done for the country and some of the amazing things they've done. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. And then we got, and later on in the first hour, we're going to have Peter King from Sports Illustrated, another friend of the facts. We'll have Frankie Sion. And we'll also have a great chef, a guy named Chris Coombs, who runs some of Boston's best restaurants, including a place named D-Bar in Dorchester, Mass, and a kind of a high-end place called Duave in the Boston's Back Bay, and he's opening a new restaurant. And I had dinner with him the other night. He's also a great tailgate chef, Patrick. So and he's a big football fan. So we're gonna get
him. We do love food here.
We do love food, man. And you know what? You're gonna have to put on a few pounds if you're gonna join the Cold Hard Football Facts 225 Club. I blew past 225 many years ago. So you still got some catching up to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, start sending me some steaks in the mail, some of those Omaha steaks. They're frozen. They should be able to last.
I was going to say, how good is this? Because, you know, I still do the food thing, right? I get food, and I open my front door almost every day, and there's a package of beer waiting for me from some brewery. And yesterday I got a six-pack of Sam Adams Boston Lager and a couple bottles of wine. They're doing some wine thing, but they're doing it with steaks. So I also got a package of steaks from there. There's now a Samuel Adams cut of steak, Patrick. Samuel Adams has its own cut of meat, so it's pretty cool when you get beef, beer, and wine show up at your front door.
That's actually, I believe, the trifecta of UPS salesmanship right there.
Well, no, I think Buffalo Wings should have been involved, but you know they're coming along. They're improving.
Buffalo Wings and probably either Lauren Tannehill or Catherine Jenkins delivering it, I should say.
Absolutely. By the way, we got a great photo at Cold Hard Insider. We got a great story about the power of the predictive rate of passer rating. Patrick, you know, people like to criticize passer rating, and people don't understand it. We got a story coming out about Rick Riley, who wrote a story ripping me last year after the Super Bowl, and we may turn the tables a little bit, because he wrote a story about how passer rating is a useless indicator. Passer rating, folks, is one of the single most important statistics in football. It has an incredibly high correlation to victory. Not only that, it is the best predictor of victory in football, in football, and maybe in all of sports. If you're better in passer rating, you win 65-70% of all NFL games. Just looking at no other indicator. So anyway, we have a story about passer rating this week, and our real and spectacular news for that story is the lovely Miss Ryan Tannehill, or Lauren Tannehill, who's quite spectacular, I should say.
She is. She's real and spectacular, and I think that basically the mother of all stats, defensive passer rating, offensive passer rating, that's gotten kind of a bad rap, and you're kind of like the Ghostbuster with the proton pack, just kind of shooting out in the sky to make sure that everyone in Planet Pigskin is safe from the naysayers that don't believe in the hype that comes with it.
Well, how about this? Rick Riley, and this is a frustrating thing, okay? And Rick Riley is a great sports writer, okay? I mean, it's not a knock on him person. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm sure he gives out, you know, great treats on Halloween and is nice to his puppy and has wonderful children and is a great guy. And
you could probably trust him to get your mail while you're on vacation, too.
So it's nothing personal about him, but he wrote a story basically saying that passer rating is a fossil of sports indicators, and it's not. It's really almost underappreciated. And we champion passer rating, but of course we didn't at the Cold Hard Football Facts did not invent it. But we've just gone on to prove how important it is. If you are dominant in passer rating, offensive passer rating, defensive passer rating, or the difference, passer rating differential, the difference between those two, what we call the mother of all stats, you win championships. It's simple as that. All the great teams in history going back to the 1940s we're dominant in passer rating differential. And like I said, not only that, it predicts winners, and you can find this at Cold Hard Insider right now, it predicts winners better than any stat in football. How can you rip passer rating unless you know nothing about it, unless you have an agenda? And in the case of Riley and ESPN, their agenda is to bash passer rating and tout their own fraud of a stat called total quarterback rating, which is basically the Olympic diving judging of sports stats, where people sit in a room and issue out scores. It's not a real stat.
I'm very proud and honored to live in Planet Pigskin, knowing that our proposition P for passer rating did pass, and it still is going to be used as our indicator for championship success going forward.
Yeah, we need an election next year to which stats we should. We should actually have a vote next year. That'd be a good idea.
We'll do that. We're finally on the verge of week 10. Tomorrow night, the Jacksonville Jaguars and Indianapolis Colts play as part of the NFL's Every Team Deserves Primetime slot. That's not a knock on the Colts and Andrew Luck, obviously. But so we're going to go through the stat attack throughout the show as well. And, Carrie, are you ready for some icy issues before we join our friend Steve Ballastieri in next segment?
Yeah, always ready. What's the top icy issue we got going on this week?
Well, the icy issue, the first one, and this is for Patriots fans listening, the Patriots will capture the number 2 seed in the AFC. Is that a icy issue or is that a cold hard fact?
That is, in fact, a cold hard football fact. I think right now the Texans, obviously, the team to beat, they're going to most likely have the number 1 seed. The Patriots play them here in Foxborough November 10th. And by the way, Pat, it's like a blizzard out here in Foxborough right now on, what is it, November 7th? At 3:30 on the ride down here to the studios here at Gillette Stadium, it's like a blizzard out here. I can only imagine what it's going to be like when a Southern Dome team like the Houston Texans come here for a night game in frigid Foxborough in a month from now. So it could be a kind of a reality check weather-wise for the Houston Texans. But right now they're the best team in football, and I think there's three other teams jockeying for the number 2 seed, and those are the Steelers, the Patriots, and the Broncos, and you know the Colts. Obviously, have an outside shot at that at 5-3, but the Patriots already have the tiebreaker on the Broncos. Actually, look very good against them, and I think the Patriots right now we're looking at a 12-4 season probably in the number 2 seed in the AFC.
Okay, your second icy issue: Andy Reid will be impeached before Michael Vick, or will it be simultaneous?
I believe it is in fact a cold hard football fact that Andy Reid will be impeached in Philadelphia, and then the cradle of liberty, and that he'll be gone, and probably not before the end of the year, but certainly after it. I mean, that team's got issues. And honestly, I think their worst game of the year, Pat, was losing to the Saints the way they did, 28-13, plenty of chances in the red zone. They couldn't put points on the board. Their offense sucks, for lack of a better word. And they were playing one of the worst defenses in football. The Saints were on pace to give up more points than any team in franchise history. And let's face it, New Orleans historically has been one of the worst franchises in the NFL, you know, up until very recently. They've had a lot of bad teams, and this Saints defense is the worst they've ever had. And when you can't put up points against that defense, you got issues. And I think, you know, ultimately, you know, Andy Reid's going to pay the price. Whether or not Michael Vick pays the price, I don't know, but I think I'm certain that the coach is gone by the end of the year, barring a dramatic, like, you know, 7-1 run over the last half of the year.
Yeah, there seems to be some type of disconnect on that team with the leadership in place, because you know, Michael Vick last week's talking about how they're just taking it one day at a time, one game at a time, and we're going to make the playoffs. And it's like, well, if you're thinking about the playoffs right now when you should be thinking about winning one game, that shows a little bit. And then Nnamdi Asamoah was talking about on Monday Night Football how they want to be a dynasty, and I thought that you had to win at least, like, your division or your conference championship to even reach the on-deck circle for dynasty talk.
Yeah, and you know what? It they had their shot. I mean, let's face it, from 2000 or so to 2007 or 8, whatever it was, you know, the end of the Donovan McNabb era, Eagles fans hated Donovan McNabb. I remember driving through Philadelphia on Mondays after Eagles games, and even games they won, and Eagles fans just did not like Donovan McNabb. But the reality is, they were the best team in the NFC year after year when he was the quarterback, and the frustration was, what, those four straight NFC title losses? What, three straight, whatever it was, the loss to the Patriots in the Super Bowl and in Super Bowl 39. So there was a lot of frustration, but at least they were competitive, and you know what? They're not competitive anymore, Patrick.
Yeah, they're not, and I think Mrs. McNabb is probably going to start a war with Mrs. Cruz, Mr. Cruz's mother.
Over the best Campbell's soup, Ma? Is that Campbell's
because
soup?
That's really, when I think of the Eagles right now and their run with Andy Reid, if they're not going to be on the field winning, I got to think about Chunky Soup.
Chunky Soup, I'm sorry, I said Campbell's soup.
Well, it's a Campbell's product, Gary, so you still receive credit.
Okay, all right, fair enough. I'm glad we have a soup expert here.
I do my part, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, you do,
like,
you carry.
I like to spell out words with my alphabet soup, too. It makes me feel intelligent.
I do like the Victor Cruz commercial. I think it's funny to have his mom and his grandmother involved, and you know, those commercials are fun. They're cute, and obviously the NFL, I'm sure, delivers a lot of sales for him.
That's right. IC issue number 3, Doug Martin will win the NFL Rookie of the Year award. Is that a cold hard football fact?
You know, I love Doug Martin. I love what he did against the Raiders. That was such a great performance. It was fun to watch. You know, he broke big plays, but it is not a cold hard football fact. He will not win Rookie of the Year honors because you know why, Patrick? It's a quarterback's league, right?
Yes, it is.
We revere quarterbacks, and for good reasons in a lot of ways, but with Andrew Luck being all in the headlines this week, RG3 the first several weeks, you know, Ryan Tannehill had a couple great games this year. You know, there's, you know, Russell Wilson might lead the Seattle Seahawks to an NFC West title. I mean,
yeah, Russell Wilson at home. I mean, everybody knows the success of the Seahawks at home is well documented, but that doesn't make it any less legitimate. Russell Wilson has 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions in 4 home games. They're 4-0, and he's got a passer rating better than 99 in every one of those home starts. I mean, he's putting them in position to win.
Yeah, and he's beaten the Packers, and he's beaten 2 teams that may play in the Super Bowl. And the Packers and Patriots. Granted, that Packers game was obviously, you know, the Golden Tate kind of controversial touchdown, the replacement,
sure,
the game that ended the replacement refs. And by the way, remember how big that story was? And now we haven't talked about it for a month. It's like it never happened. But, you know, granted, that Green Bay game was filled with controversy, but he won. He had them in a position to win, and he won. And, you know, they only gave up 12 points to the great Packers. They gave up only 23 points to the great Patriots and scored enough points to win those games. This was a very dangerous team at home, and that 12th man effect is not only fun to watch, but it's a very real, tangible asset and benefit that makes Seattle a better team at home.
And it is a quarterback's league, as you were saying, and that leads into the next IC issue. Ben Roethlisberger should be considered in the discussion for MVP this season, based off of what we've seen thus far.
That is a cold hard football fact. Big Ben does not get enough credit, Pat. It's simple as that. I don't know why he's never in the discussion. When you talk elite quarterbacks, right, who do you talk? You talk Brady, you talk Manning, you talk Breeze, you talk Eli, right?
Aaron Rodgers,
and those guys, and at various, you know, different years, it's been 2 or 3 of those guys, 3 or 4, but Big Ben always seems on the outside looking in. But I'll tell you what, who has the highest average per pass attempt in the last 52 years of NFL history?
I'm going to guess Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger, over 8 yards per attempt for his career. A big win against the Giants. The guy puts up better numbers than anybody realizes. The thing is, he doesn't pass the ball 45 times a game like Brady or Manning would. But in his average per attempt, his passer rating, he's among the best in history. And he doesn't get enough credit. The reason the Steelers became a contender in 2004 again, after really being kind of a good team but not a great team, is because they put an elite quarterback on the field in Big Ben, who went 15-0 his rookie year before losing in the AFC title game to the Patriots and won a Super Bowl his second year. He's totally underappreciated. But with that said, no, he will not be in the MVP discussion, even if he should be.
Number 5, your 5th IC issue, Charles Tillman, the cornerback for the Chicago Bears, needs a new nickname. They should change it from Peanut to the Destroyer. Is that a cold, hard football fact?
I don't know if Destroyer is the right name, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Patrick. It is a cold, hard football fact that he needs a new nickname. What do you have, 4 forced fumbles against the Titans on Sunday?
Yeah.
Tying a record last set in 1984, I believe.
He literally does punch the football, too. That's what's so great about watching him do that. When you hear that, he punched the football. He actually looks like Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat.
Maybe that's his nickname, Liu Kang.
Okay, we could go with that.
Let's try to get that going. I mean, if that's what he looks like, and I'll trust you as our Mortal Kombat expert. But, you know, the Bears right now, 8 defensive scores, okay, which is unbelievable. The 1985 Bears had 5 defensive scores the entire season.
Goodness.
I mean, you know, this team is on pace for 16. They have more defensive scores than I believe 22 NFL teams have rushing touchdowns.
That's just crazy.
It's insane.
That makes Jay Cutler's job so much easier, too.
It does. And I've actually a big story this week. You know, the Cold Hard Football Facts, we do analysis with Sports Illustrated each week. And if you check out my Cold Hard Football Facts column, it's a look at the historical statistical anomaly that is the Chicago Bears and how they're winning the way teams won in the 40s and 50s. They'll score a lot of points like teams did back then, a lot more points than people realize, but they're doing it with defense creating scoring opportunities, and not only just scoring, but giving Cutler and that offense short fields. And I like watching that kind of football, man. I think it's fun to see if the offense can keep. It's almost like watching an undermanned college team with a great defense, even like a Notre Dame, you know, fight to stay alive and win games. But not only that, they're destroying teams. They've won 3 games or 5 games, I believe, by 16 points or more. This is a very good team, Patrick.
Yeah, they're fun to watch. It's definitely a fun clash with the current pass-happy NFL.
That's what I love about it, too. I love the fact that they're doing it against what the NFL is against. You know, the NFL tells us there's one way to win with a great quarterback, and they're kind of turning that on its ear. And that I enjoy them doing that to kind of conventional modern NFL wisdom.
Well, we're going to get ready. We're going to head to a break right now. Steve Ballesteri is going to join us next segment. So everybody listening, please stay tuned. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the flip side.
Cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G0 19 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good. They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts, folks. This is Kerry J. Byrne, your friendly neighborhood potentate of pigskin. You know, we got Veterans Day coming up this weekend, and of course, the democratic process unfolded in all its glorious fashion yesterday. Whether you're happy or depressed, you know, there's a 50-50 split, it seems, or a 51-49 split in this country after every election. Whether you're happy or sad with the way things unfolded, it was kind of a very special thing we have here in this country for us to select our leaders the way we do. And one, you know, the reason we're able to do that is, you know, it's thankfully to our veterans, the men who fought for this country, and in many cases who died for this country. And one of those guys who fought for this country we're very proud to have on is Steve Ballesteri, who is a Patriots fan, a Patriots blogger at patsfans.com, and also a U.S. Army Special Forces veteran. So we thought in our Veterans Day observance here, it'd be great to have him on. Steven, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Kerry. Thank you for having me on. I'm really excited to be here.
No, well, I'm glad to have you here, and I'm glad you agreed to do the show. Now, most of your work you do for patsfans.com. Is that true?
That's right. I write for Pats Fans. I also work for a local news service. I do local news and sports. In fact, I just came in from the snowstorm out here in the Worcester area. I was covering a high school football practice, and I was out, and I just love them snow games.
I do too, man, and I love high school football, and I played high school football as a kid. And I remember I remember playing in the snow when I was a kid, but early this year I went out the first game of the year, and I'm from Quincy, in North Quincy. I live right near the football stadium in Quincy, shared by Quincy High and North Quincy High, and North Quincy was hosting Boston Latin, which was a very, you know, the oldest public school in America, and also one of the oldest football teams in America. And we did a kind of a really cool story on Cold Hard Football Facts about football tradition in New England. You know, people think of football as being a southern thing from Texas or a Midwestern thing from Ohio and Pennsylvania, but in reality, football was invented here, and the oldest rivalries, the oldest programs in America, are in many cases at Massachusetts high school football team. Steve, we have a very rich tradition of football here, and I'm glad you're able to kind of appreciate that and take part in that yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, I grew up in Woburn.
Okay, and the Woburn, Tanners, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. And Woburn and Winchester have one of the oldest rivalries in the state.
Yep.
And that was always a big thing. And my junior year, we played in the snow. So that was kind of neat.
Well, you know what? I went to a party years ago. I had a friend, a guy I used to work with from Winchester. And it was in, we used to go over his house and watch Bruins games. You know, we used to, you know, get together and watch Bruins games almost every night. And in this case, it was our turn to go to this guy's house. And it was in November. And it was probably the weekend right before Thanksgiving. I remember showing up. The guys at the door didn't know us. And they're like, "Are you from Woburn?" And they were like giving us crap. to make sure we weren't Woobin kids crashing a Winchester party before the big game. And I get a kick out of those old high school rivalries. And you know what? You know what I found when we want to get older? That Thanksgiving football is a New England thing, and specifically a Massachusetts thing, Steve. They don't do that in other parts of the country. And to me, that high school football is Thanksgiving. And I kind of find it unfortunate that they don't have that tradition in other parts of the country.
Yeah, it's strange like that because all the years I was stationed in the military down in the South,
yep.
High school football is huge in the South, but Thanksgiving Day football isn't a big thing down there.
Yeah, no, they have their high school playoffs and they can't, you know, Thanksgiving would interrupt it. And in fact, they've had to jerry-rig a playoff system in Massachusetts to accommodate Thanksgiving football. And I literally, like, we have a big party. And you're invited this year, Steve, by the way. We have a big, we call it the Pigskin Gala. We start it, we tap the cake at 6 a.m. Thanksgiving morning. We've been doing it. This will be our 25th year. We've been doing it before the Quincy, North Quincy football game. And all my old friends get together and people come in and we just have a great time. And now families come and everything. And we just have a great big feast and a tailgate and go to the game, but we've been doing it forever. But to me, I can't imagine having Thanksgiving without that football game. And when people talk about football on Thanksgiving, they're talking about the NFL. And I'm like, wait a minute. When the NFL kicks off, we already have a whole day of football already under our belts. And it's kind of, to me, the highlight of the year. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know, like, now I've gotten into deep-fried turkey. So it's
yep.
like I go to the game, I come home, throw the turkey on the deep fryer, and you know, we eat an hour later. You can't beat that, and it's just wonderful.
No, absolutely. Well, you mentioned your military service. Tell me a little bit about. And that's one of the reasons we got to know each other, talking about football and your military service. You were U.S. Army Special Forces, I understand. And when were you in the service? Tell me a little bit more about it. I think people are always interested in kind of the secrecy and the fact that yeah. that you guys are kind of at the kind of the sharp end of the American military.
Right. Well, our unit called itself the Quiet Professionals because we try to keep a low profile.
Yep.
And I was in from 1980 till 1998, and then I got hurt and they put me out to pasture. But I spent most of my career in the 7th Special Forces Group, which is now it's down at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. But at that time, we were stationed in Fort Bragg and in Panama, and then we had one of our battalions was forward located down there. And at that time in the mid to late 1980s and early 1990s, Latin America was a hot spot, and that was our area
yep.
of operation. So we were involved in the civil wars down in Guatemala and El Salvador. And then I was stationed in Panama when all that unpleasantness happened there. And Colombia, Bolivia, Peru, all the countries that produced the cocaine, there was all kinds of, counter-narcotics things going on at that time, and Pablo Escobar and
yep.
all that. And we were heavily involved down there. We were always, it seemed like, I think we were deployed about 8 to 10 months out of a year down there. So we kept really busy, but it was a fantastic life. I loved every minute of it. And I wouldn't have traded a minute of it for anything. I couldn't believe I was getting a paycheck to do what I was doing. And, of course, my mother was having nightmares every night. She couldn't stand it. And my father would call me up on the phone and say, don't tell your mother what you're really doing. So, but it was great. I had a great life there. I loved every minute of it. And we got to do some great training. And we got to meet some great people. And we made lifelong friends in a lot of countries. And then after, my time in the military was over, I worked as a contractor for a while. When the latest war started, and
yeah.
I helped
yeah.
train some of the guys that were going overseas, and I worked a lot in the Middle East as well.
Now, is it true being a Special Forces guy, Steve, that you could kill me with a plastic spoon?
I wouldn't go quite that far. I'd rather not use a sword. I'd rather use something I could shoot you from very far
All
away.
Right. With. Fair enough. Well, I'm reading right now about the 7th Special Forces Group. If I have the right one, is it an airborne division?
Well, it's an airborne unit, yeah. And, we would jump out of planes, the static line, real low to the ground.
Yeah.
We have guys who do halo jumping, which is like military skydiving.
Yeah, but what's that mean? High altitude, low, something? What's that
low
mean?
Open. Yeah, high altitude, low opening.
And, okay.
You could jump as high as like 20,000 feet with oxygen.
Wow.
And then open real low to the ground at under 4,000 feet.
Well, I'm always amazed at the stuff you guys do. I was, as a kid, my family was all Navy people, and I always was going to go to the Naval Academy. And honestly, I wussed out when push came to shove. I talked a big game about going to the Naval Academy, and then I didn't think I, honestly didn't think I could, had it in me at the end of the day, Steve. So anyone who served in the military, especially doing what you guys did, I have the utmost respect for, and, you know, appreciate all the things that you guys have done to, you know, keep us safe here at home. And by the way, I'm reading about on Wikipedia, as trustworthy as that is, but the 7th Special Forces Group was a World War II unit that was disbanded after the war, and then it looks like when things started to heat up in Southeast Asia, they reformed the unit in the early 1960s, and it's been apparently active since 1960.
That's correct. In fact, the first Medal of Honor winner in Vietnam was a member of 7th Special Forces Group, Roger Donlin.
No kidding.
He later became a colonel, and he was the commander of our guys down in Panama in the early 80s.
Well, you know what? We're going to talk after this segment. Listen in when you're done, Steve, because we're going to talk about people don't realize that the NFL, especially during World War II, which was such a obviously a big global event, but there were 1,000 NFL people, coaches, owners, players, coaches, and even owners who served in the military during World War II. 1,000. Which
That's
is kind of hard, which is hard to believe. You know, we all have, you know, we all look at a guy like Pat Tillman, who gave up a very lucrative NFL career to go serve his country, and was killed overseas. And we all look at him with the utmost, I think, patriotism. But think of 1,000 guys doing that. World War II is so big that 1,000 guys in the prime of their careers, or maybe just out of college, not yet started their NFL career, or whatever, you all served. All served, you know, in the military. And we're going to go over, by the way, the top 5 NFL veterans in the next segment after we're done talking to you, Steve. So listen to that. I think it'll be pretty interesting, including some of the biggest names in NFL history. But let's talk football here, Steve. What do you think of the Patriots so far? We're at the halfway pole as a guy who observes the team and writes about the team at PatsFans.com. Are you confident? Do you think this team is a shot? Where are you on the state of the Patriots?
I don't think they've hit their peak yet, which is good. I think the offense was searching for an identity in the beginning of the year, and I think they're starting to find that. I think they've been looking for that balance. And, you know, you go back to the 2 Super Bowls that they lost against the Giants, and it's because they didn't have that balance on offense. The Giants were able to shut them down. And I think they're starting to find that. They're still searching for that happy medium. And I think that's going to come as the second half of the season comes around. But, you know, they need to fix some problems on the defense. And I think Bill Belichick recognized that the guys that they had currently weren't going to be able to do what he needed them to do. And that's where they got this Tlaib.
Aqib Tlaib, yep. They just picked up from the Buccaneers, yep.
And I think he's going to help immediately. I think he's automatically, when he walks in, the best cornerback they have on the team. And the pass defense is the issue. I think everyone recognizes that. But I don't think it's just strictly the secondary. You know, and I'm sure you agree, it's systematic. It's the entire defense. They're inconsistent with their pass rush. And the linebackers are great in run defense. They're weak in coverage, and it makes the safeties play kind of no man's land. But I do think that they're going to be in the mix as long as Tom Brady's playing.
Well, I agree with that, but I think my concern, if I'm a Patriots fan, is that they've lost. I mean, we're looking at a team, to me, Steve, that could have 3 more Super Bowls under its belt. I mean, talking easily the greatest dynasty of all time with 6 Super Bowls. They should have won in 06, should have won in 07, and could have won again last year. I won't say they should have won last year, but they could have won. In each case, to me, it was an inability of that defense to hold on at the end to make plays like the teams used to do back in the early 2000s. And that, to me, I think is very frustrating if you're a Patriots fan, the lost opportunity. And let me throw out some numbers at you. You know, one of our big stats at Cold Hard Football Facts, one of our big quality stats is defensive passer rating. It's the formula for quarterbacks applied to pass defense. And basically, if you're good in that indicator, you're a Super Bowl contender. And the best teams in this indicator compete for Super Bowls year after year. The Patriots right now, number 27, the average quarterback against them is putting up a 96.9 passer rating. So the Patriots have a 96.9 defensive passer rating, 10 points worse than the worst team ever to win a Super Bowl, which was, by the way, the 2011 Giants with an 86 defensive passer rating. So I just look at that as a handicap you can't overcome. And by the way, 17 touchdown passes allowed, through eight games. The 2003 Patriots, 11 touchdowns given up through the year the entire season. So I think it's almost, I just don't, from my seat, Steve, I don't know if they can overcome it. I'd be very worried about it.
Well, you know, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. I mean, yeah. I think the secondary and the defense as a whole is the liability of this team. And, you know, they're only going to go as far as the defense can carry them once January comes around. But, you know, I do have a feeling that they're going to right the ship. I don't know if it's going to be enough. Because they traditionally get better in the second half.
Absolutely, yeah. I think they've run the table the last 3 years, right?
And yeah, I think so. And Belichick is very good at masking some of their weaknesses in the second half. It's like last season, that secondary I thought was atrocious. You know, it was the worst I've seen in quite a few years. And I've been watching the Patriots since they played in Fenway Park, so I'm really dating myself there. And that was a pretty bad pass defense.
But, yep.
You know, they do need to fix it, and I think he recognized that because Tlaib isn't the kind of guy that you'd normally take a shot on, although for a fourth-round pick, I don't really have an issue with that. But I love that passer rating stat because I always go by that. When you guys put that out, that's one of the things I look at.
Well, I tell you, Steve, all fans should, and not because it's our status. Really not. It's just passer rating applied to defenses. We just look at it a different way. But I really think it hasn't. We've looked at every team since 1940, and it has such a high correlation. You look at any great team in any franchise's history, their best teams are probably the best in that number. That's why we use it. So anyway, Steve, we're running up against the clock here. I do appreciate you taking the time to join us. You can read Steve Ballesteri at PatsFans.com. And who else do you write for, Steve? You mentioned it earlier. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I write for the Daily Millbury Voice. I live right outside of Worcester.
Okay.
And, yeah, I cover the news and sports up there, and it's a lot of fun. I get to come home every night for a change after 30 years on the road.
All right, well, listen, I look forward to reading your stuff on PatsFans.com and also there. And also, more importantly, thank you for your service to the country. And I look forward to talking to you again down the road, Steve.
Thank you very much for having me, Kerry. It was a pleasure. And I got your tweet earlier today. I just wanted to add one thing. When I saw that, Peter King and Steve Ballesteri are going to be on Cold Hard Football Facts, I was like, wow, that's surreal.
Well, no, it's a lot of fun, man. We're glad you were on, and it was a great spot. And we'll actually, folks, we'll be talking to Peter King. We're going to go to break right now. We will talk to Peter King of Sports Illustrated and NBCSports.com when we come back.
The Cold Hard Football Facts, crushing wayward opinions since 1869.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASC certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval is solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace...
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. Kerry J. Byrne here, and pleased to be joined in this segment by the great Peter King of Sports Illustrated and NBC Sports. Peter, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Kerry. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited to have you on. I'm glad you've always been a great friend of the Cold Hard Football Facts, and we do appreciate it over the years, certainly.
Sure. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I really admire your work.
Well, thanks a lot. That means a lot coming from you, Peter. And let me ask you, the one team I'm fascinated by, and I wrote about it this week at SI.com, and I'd really want your take. I'm fascinated right now by the Chicago Bears because they look so good. They're beating up the teams they do beat. They're beating them up. I think 5 of 7 wins by 16 points or more. Number one in scoring differential. They got that crazy lights out defense that scores so many touchdowns. But I'm not sure that they're legit and they can even get to the Super Bowl, Pete. And I'm wondering as a guy who's so well connected to the NFL, what your take is right now on the way the Chicago Bears are winning and whether they can sustain it through the season.
Well, you know, the Achilles heel obviously is going to be whether their offensive line can protect.
Yep.
I mean, any team that is relying on Jamarcus Webb to protect the quarterback in crunch time against some really good pass rushers. I mean, if you just look at the teams they're facing down the stretch,
yep.
You know, Houston is one of the best has one of the best pass rushers in the league. I mean, you know, Connor Barwin now trying to run around Jamarcus Webb this week. I think that's going to be the matchup that I'm looking at very, very hard. And then Bears go out to San Francisco.
Yep.
And, you know, regardless of what anybody would think about whether, you know, maybe, you know, the 49ers defense hasn't been quite as awe-inspiring as it was last year, this is still a top 2 or 3 defense in the NFL. And then after that, you know, they face Jared Allen twice the rest of the year, you know, down the stretch. They got Chris Clemens coming up. They got Bruce Irvin coming up when they face Seattle. They still got, if Clay Matthews is back and healthy, you know, by the middle of December, there he is. I mean, you know, it's easy to sit here and say you're in love with the Chicago Bears, and everybody is right now, including me.
Yep.
But they face, over the next 5 or 6 weeks, a real gauntlet of difficulty in protecting the quarterback. But, you know, I'll just say this, Kerry. I think everywhere else you look on this team, I mean, Brandon Marshall's on pace. He's averaging 100 yards a game receiving. You know, you got a running back who's rushing 5 yards a carry.
Yep.
And when he gets in the open field, he never looks like a guy who's got great speed, but he gets in the open field and he's got a little Adrian Peterson in him. He's really good, I think, in the open field. And then, you know, I think especially with the ability of the defense to score, you know, and obviously so far this year, they've returned 7 interceptions for touchdowns. They blocked the punt and returned that for a touchdown last week. They're a turnover machine. So, you know, when you talk about their offense, you know, I hate to say it because it sounds like a cliche. Just ask Jay Cutler. Just don't lose this. I mean, and he's hardly the guy you want to ask to be a game manager because he just doesn't play football that way.
He's more of a big-armed guy, yeah, to be a game manager, yeah.
He is. So, I mean, you know, I like the Bears a lot. I just think it's all up to the one position group, that offensive line.
Well, let me throw out some the way we analyze football at Cold Hard Football Facts, Peter. One of our numbers is our offensive hog index, and we size up every offensive line in football from number 1 to number 32 every week, and the offensive line is traditionally, at least, you know, in the Jay Cutler era the last several years and even going back longer, has been a liability, absolutely been the liability. The Chicago Bears are number 22 on that indicator, so, you know, bottom half of the league on the offensive line, but dead last, 32nd at protecting the passer. They suffer a negative pass play at over 13% of dropbacks. That's more than 1 in 8. 1 in 8 times Jay Cutler drops back to pass, better than 1 in 8 times it ends in a sack or interception. And that's not winning football. And I agree with you 100%.
You know what? That is startling. That's a really great number.
Yeah, and I don't even think it's close. I'll tell you right now, I'm looking at the offensive hog index right now, and I'll tell you who's next to last is Arizona is a full percentage point.
Yeah.
And then it's not even, you know, there's only a couple teams worse than 10% of dropbacks and ending a negative pass play. And they're over 13%. But, Peter, it's been that way for several years now. And why hasn't this team, why haven't they solved this problem?
I'll tell you the story because I talked to Phil Emery this offseason.
Yep.
And I asked him, I gave him my plaintive cry. Why? Why are you coming back? You know, gave Karimi last year and then really nothing else of great substance. And Karimi's been very shaky this year, too.
Yep.
But anyway, he said, look, you know, we had three positions of great need, we felt, or three areas of great need. One is, we really wanted to get a young defensive end, a young guy who you could put, you know, on the opposite side of Julius Peppers and hope that for the next 3 or 4 years they give you kind of stereo pass rush that any really good defense needs. That was one. Two is the offensive line, without any question. He knows they need help there. He knows they need a left tackle. And then three was getting big at wide receiver. Now, you being a smart guy would say logically, okay, well, wait a second. You traded for Brandon Marshall. Why in the second round go get Alshon Jeffrey?
Yep.
And, you know, which is a logical question. And as he said, he wouldn't name names, but as he said, we just felt that Alshon Jeffrey as a value player was so much better than the other guys who we could have taken to ratchet up the offensive line. Now, I'll just say this. I mean, as you have sort of watched this develop this year, I mean, at least in my opinion, I think Mike Adams is one of those guys who they could have had, even though he's played okay here in the last couple of weeks when put to the test by the Steelers. He was a disaster early on, particularly in training camp and in the preseason. And, you know, and then, you know, you look at, I think one of the next guys on their list was Bobby Massey.
Yep.
And Bobby Massey has been pathetic for the Arizona Cardinals. So I think what the Bears thought was, listen, we are going to have to scotch tape it through one more year, concentrate on the running game and hope that we can keep Jay Cutler upright because we do not want to force it and pick a guy here that we don't think is a great player.
Yeah, and the frustrating thing is when Jay Cutler has time, he's a pretty good quarterback, Peter. He can get the ball downfield. He can make throws. He's got a strong arm. And if they just give him time, I wouldn't call him an elite quarterback, but he's certainly a guy who can win, not maybe carry you, but a guy who can help you win games. And I just notice such a difference when he's getting his butt handed to him or when he has some time in the pocket. It's like any quarterback, two different players. And I know it's going to be extremely frustrating for him. Can I throw out something to you, Peter, that I find a fascinating indictment of Chicago Bears football in a lot of ways. As you know, they're historically a great defensive club and have struggled for years on offense, and they've won two championships since the 1940s, in 1963 and 1985, right? Two of the greatest defenses, by the way, in NFL history, the 63 Bears and the 85 Bears. But what I find fascinating is that the all-time leading passer still in Chicago Bears history is Sid Luckman, who hasn't strapped on a helmet in 62 years. I think it's 14,600 career passing yards, and still nobody has topped that in a Chicago Bears uniform. And in this day and age where, you know, where guys are throwing for 5,000 yards a season, nobody has topped Sid Luckman in a Chicago Bears uniform, which I almost find it impossible to believe, but it's true.
It is. It's very strange. But I'll say this. We're at a time right now in NFL history where, you know, the only way Jay Cutler's not going to break that is either if he, A, talks his way out of Chicago, or B, gets hurt. Because there's just too many guys. I was talking to Russell Wilson of the Seahawks earlier today, and it reminds me that so many guys right now in the NFL, so many young players are coming into this league, and they're coming in so ready to play and play well.
Yep.
I mean, Cutler did it in Denver. Shanahan saw that coming. So, that is a ridiculous, incredible statistic. But it's also going to get eclipsed probably in the next two or three.
No, I agree it will. I mean, absolutely it will for the reasons you stated. But it's hard to believe it hasn't happened yet. It's just amazing. You mentioned Russell Wilson, which rookie quarterback, and you know they're all putting up great numbers. And the other thing being, Peter, besides being groomed in NFL style, you know, pro style offenses in college now. So these guys are coming in NFL ready. You know, the NFL has neutered defenses. They've made it very tough to play pass defense. So those two forces, I think, have conspired to, you know, create all the passing yards we see. So you see all these rookies putting up great numbers. But which of the five are you most impressed with right now? And I know it may change week to week, but who are you most impressed with so far?
2 weeks ago, I would have said RG3.
Yep.
Now I'd say Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck, to me, I thought his drive to beat Green Bay at the end of that game was the best drive I've ever seen a rookie quarterback have.
Wow.
It just was absolutely phenomenal. Getting hit, rushing, getting out of the way of Clay Matthews, just, threading the ball in, beating Charles Woodson, just a phenomenal drive. And then I thought last weekend, a lot of people will say that, well, you know, the Dolphins don't have a great defense. Well, how great was that? And I would say, you're wrong.
I agree with you, yeah.
The Miami Dolphins, entering that game last week, had the best third down defense in the NFL. Number one rated third down, stingiest defense on third down in football. And what happened in that game is that six times, not one, not three, not six times, Andrew Luck converted third and 10 or more, including a third and 20. I mean, you just look at this guy, nothing fazes him. I talked to him after the game, and one of the things that I said to him was, you know, give me a play today that said to you, you know, we've arrived, we know what we're doing. And he said, hey, you know, we're backed up in our own end zone. We're huddling in our own end zone. It's the end of the game. We've got to drive to get points to win the game. And we got third and 12. And, you know, he finds his number two tight end, Dwayne Allen. And, he gets him on a little curl route. And he converts and he goes down and they kick the winning field goal. My whole thing about this guy is, you know, he reminds me of Eli Manning in that nothing fazes him.
Yep.
And with a minute to go, it's the same thing as how he plays in a preseason game. You know, it was funny. I actually was talking to Eli Manning about this earlier this year. I said, you know, you sort of remind me of when Manny Ramirez said after he hit a home run in the World Series a few years ago for the Red Sox, you know, somebody said, well, geez, what was the pitch? What did you think? And he's hitting grip, and he goes, that, to me, it's the same thing as hitting a home run in March. I don't care. And you know how nutty Manny is. And it's just like, you know, City of Palms Park in March, Fenway in the World Series in October. It's the same to him. And, you know, although you shake your head at that, isn't that what you want out of your players, out of the guys who you root for? You don't want them to tighten up when the moment is big. And that's what I see out of Andrew Luck. It's what I see out of Eli Manning. They don't tighten up when the moment gets big.
No, absolutely. And Eli Manning, you know, to me, he never had to prove anything after the drive against the Patriots and the Super Bowl and, you know, in Super Bowl 42. And to me, Peter, we called that at the time the greatest drive in NFL history. And the reason why, the only quarterback in the history of football who produced a game-winning touchdown drive in the final 2 minutes of a championship game when anything less than a touchdown would have meant defeat. Nobody else has ever done it. You know, Montana could have settled for a field goal against the Bengals. Bart Starr could have settled for a field goal in the Ice Bowl. You know, you can, there's time and again where the guy actually could have settled for a field goal, and he needed a touchdown, and he did it, and, oh, by the way, knocked off the only 18-0 team in NFL history.
Hey,
to me,
Terry, I always say this about Manning, and, you know, I am loathe, because I think it's ridiculous to, when guys are, whatever he is, 28 or 29 years old, to already put a guy in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
So I'm loath to do this, and I won't do it. But you tell me if, you know, I think in this era of football, regardless of what happens the next year, two or three, I think we will look back at this era, at least I will say, that the greatest coach in this era was Bill Belichick. And so if you say that, or even whether you agree with that or not, he's at least in the discussion. He's a defensive guy who lives, eats, breathes, sleeps, whatever, you know, defensive football. And I think that Eli Manning, the last three times he has played the New England Patriots, has had the ball down with, you know, with 2 minutes to go, and he scored a touchdown in all three games to win the game in the final minute. And, you know, you just have to then say to yourself, this guy is special and is historically special.
Well, not only that, Peter, I think the guy who doesn't get enough credit is Tom Coughlin. To me, the best big-game coach in football. You talked about Bill Belichick, right? And I agree, you know, he's certainly in the discussion of best coach of his era and on maybe in the list of all time. Tom Coughlin, 5-1 against Bill Belichick in his career. I mean, yeah. And two of those in the Super Bowl. And by the way, if you look back at his career, he was the coach at Boston College when they walked into South Bend in 1993 and beat the number one Notre Dame Fighting Irish, have never been number one again 18 years later. He took a 9-7 Jacksonville team into Denver in the 96 playoffs and beat a Denver team in Denver that everyone thought was going to win the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
And then to knock off the Patriots. I mean, to me, I don't think there's a better big game coach in football, and I don't think he gets nearly enough credit for it either. And oh, by the way, the 26-3 win in San Francisco, a place where Jim Harbaugh, you know, has really lost a game. I just think he doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And I think one of the reasons that he doesn't get enough credit is that, you know, there are times when you look at how the Giants play where you just shake your head and say, how did that happen?
Yep.
You know, losing to the Redskins twice by double digits last year.
Yep.
Losing four in a row. You know, one of the, I'm just telling you, in my opinion, the reason why is that no really good team lays an egg quite like the New York Giants. But then again, no pretty good team in the NFL plays great in January like the New York Giants, and that's exactly when it counts.
I agree. Well, real quick, because we're coming up against the break, Peter, but here on Cold Hard Football Facts Radio on Patriots.com, tell me a little bit about your take on the Patriots at the halfway pole. Can that defense shore itself up enough for this team to make another Super Bowl run, or are they just too flawed, or what's your take on them at 5-3 right now?
Well, you know, as much as you don't like to put pressure on either a player or a deal, you know, to help them out a lot.
Yeah.
I think they've got to get seven good games out of Aqib Talib. You know, I think one of the things that we've seen is that this is a secondary that really can get beat deep and can hurt the Patriots badly. You saw Russell Wilson throw a ball, and I'm doing this from memory.
Yep.
Threw a ball 54 yards in the air right on Sidney Rice I mean, an absolutely perfect throw. But there were two Patriots right there who could have made the play, didn't do it. And that's the kind of stuff that really bugs you. I mean, Sam Bradford throwing that bomb on almost, you know, it looked to me very similar coverage. Sort of the out and up, you know, the Rams receiver running up the seam, you know, threatening a corner route and then just going to the post the exact same way Sidney Rice did. And so to me, I think that if anything hurts the Patriots and kills the Patriots at the end, it'll be that. They can clearly run the ball.
Yep.
They can clearly throw it with anybody, but I think their secondary is going to tell the tale.
All right, well, Peter, we're coming up on a break here. We appreciate your time, incredible insight, and I think football fans must wonder, do you have, like, every quarterback in the NFL on speed dial? Because it seems like you're talking Russell Wilson this day, Eli Manning that day.
Terry, you know what?
Yeah.
Times are changing in the NFL. You got too many good PR guys now who are keeping those guys from us a little bit.
It's amazing how that's changed over the years, but that's a story for another day. But as always, Peter, appreciate the time, appreciate the insight, and thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Terry. Bye.
All right, folks, we're going to jump to a break, and we'll be back with we're going to talk some tailgating. We're going to talk some NFL military history here on the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com.
Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval is solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
It is now time for the Frankie C. Report with America's number one purveyor of Tom Brady pajamas, Frankie C.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts. I am Kerry J. Byrne inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studios at Gillette Stadium. He is Patrick Imig in lovely St. Louis. And on the phone, our number one caller is just a gigolo, Frankie C. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon. Frankie, how are you?
Hey, I'm awesome. You know what I love about today's show is the whole Veterans Day theme. You know, because I was in the Marine Corps. You know, I didn't hear my name get mentioned.
Well, you're on now. Now we're going to talk about it.
I spent 4 years fighting sobriety. You're welcome.
Nobody battles sobriety harder in the Marine Corps than Frankie. See, you know what's funny is when Frank was in the Marine Corps years ago, we went out to see him at Camp Pendleton, and We slept in the barracks. I didn't even, you know, think of that. This was pre 9/11, of course. I doubt you can do that these days, but we'd go out, get beer, come back to the barracks, get some Alberto's carne asada burritos, and we lived large out there at Camp Pendleton.
That was a hell of a week, I'll tell you.
It was only a week?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Felt like an eternity. I'll give you that.
Anyway, so thank you for your service to your country, though, Frank. We appreciate that. Semper Fi, brother.
Thank you.
By the way, Pat's father was a Marine in Vietnam. Is that true, Patrick?
Yes. Well, he served in. He's a Marine who served in Vietnam. If you say he was a Marine, he'll tell you he's still a Marine.
No,
he still is.
He is a Marine. Yep.
No such thing as an ex-Marine.
Yep.
That's right. So, yeah, that's something very close to my heart as well. And actually, this one, you guys might think I'm making this up. This is completely true. My brother served two tours in Iraq, and along the way, he fell in love with his interpreter, who was born and raised in Baghdad, and now she lives over here in the States, and they have two kids, and they're married happily.
Wow, so, huge score for the interpreter.
Yes, he went for the interpreter, and it worked out. They're very good for each other. So, yeah, funny how that works out, isn't it?
That is awesome. That's awesome.
My father was a Navy CB during Vietnam. He did two tours during Vietnam. And, by the way, his parents were both World War II veterans. My grandfather was a CB in the South Pacific in World War II, and my grandmother, who actually outranked him, he was a warrant officer. My grandmother was an Army lieutenant, served in as a nurse in Europe in World War II. And I can only imagine the stuff she must have seen as a young nurse, a young woman overseas. It's going to be, you know, pretty sobering. But my dad has a story at Fort Bragg being a squid, right? I think the Marines called the Navy guys squids.
Yep, all Navy guys are squids.
And so my dad and his buddy go out into, I think they were in, is it Fort Bragg in North Carolina? And they go out in the town that night in their navy blues and got the crap beat out of them by a bunch of Marines. So
wow, that's funny. I actually beat the crap out of a couple Navy guys.
Did you really?
I didn't really get a chance to fight the enemy, but man, all the guys in the service, they like to go. So it was
time. You got these 20-year-old guys all full of piss and vinegar. But I picture those old World War II movies where they're all fighting the Germans together, but then they get them out of drinking in some Paris cafe, and all hell breaks loose between the airborne and the army and the infantry, and it's just kind of funny to.
God bless them all, man. They are, they're just awesome. I know I've been out of it for a long time, but, when you see these young cats walking around in their uniforms, it just makes you really proud. I'm so thrilled about it.
Yeah, I agree.
Those guys
I got
balls.
A question for both you guys, then. What is your favorite war-related movie?
Saving Private Ryan, hands down.
No, okay. Band of Brothers, it's the greatest thing ever made.
He didn't say miniseries, he said movie.
Well, single movie.
Epic film production, Band of Brothers, no doubt about it.
I think Saving Private Ryan is the best because it was so graphic and it was like so intense, compared to the old war movies where a guy would get shot and he'd fall down and there'd be no blood and he'd say, tell my wife I love her, and which isn't how it happened. It was ugly and nasty like they showed on Saving Private Ryan, which
right. My
wife cried through the beginning of it.
But
and,
it's such a realistic glimpse of it. I mean, I wasn't prepared for it when I first saw it.
Yeah, I've been to Normandy a bunch. I know you know this, Frank. I don't know if you know this, Patrick, but I've been to Normandy 4 or 5 times to visit the invasion beaches and all that, and it's pretty powerful. And I got to tell you, people think the French don't like Americans, but you go to the beaches in Normandy, you go to the towns along the invasion beaches, the American flag flies over every single town today, 68 years after D-Day. The American flag still flies over every single town. Pictures of American soldiers all along the road, roads named for American soldiers. Churches have stained glass windows, like of paratroopers coming down. It's really very powerful to see. The French really, I know we like to bash them, and maybe it's different in Paris, but in Normandy, I tell you, the people there are absolutely 100% respectful of what American and, by the way, British and Polish and Canadian soldiers did for them all those years ago.
And I love French toast and French fries. So.
Spoken like a true patriot, Patrick.
He's a big fan of cheese.
So, what do you got? What do you got, Fred? Usually, you bring speaking of history, you usually bring some history to the table.
Okay. All right. Hey, well, let's stick with the whole Army theme.
All right.
And wish back on November 4th. Let's wish Loretta Swit a happy birthday. She played Major Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan on MASH.
On the TV version of MASH, but not the movie.
Right.
The movie?
What's that?
I didn't know there was a MASH movie.
Are you kidding me? That's what made the TV show.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow, Pat, you're a baby.
So she turned 75.
I was just a little Sal swimming around back in those days.
I think, was it Sally Kellerman played Hot Lips Houlihan in the movie?
I actually think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, because I remember her as as Roddy Dangerfield's love interest in Back to School.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, that was the same woman. But she was, I actually, though, Loretta Swit was a much hotter nurse than the Hot Lips in the movie.
I will take Loretta Swit at 75 over Rodney Dangerfield's love.
Well, when you look like you don't have many choices.
Well, I'm not a
handsome
man.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Also, this whole place sucks.
I love back to me. Back
tell
to
the chef this is low grade dog food.
Kevin, to me, are you a Back to School fan? To me, Back to School is totally underappreciated. It has more great one-liners than I think any other movie, man. I think it's totally underappreciated.
I wouldn't say any other movie. I'll take Caddyshack over
Back to School guy. I think, like I said, underrated.
I think you're just trying to be contrarian.
Look out for number one. Don't step at number two.
The great graduation speech. All right, what other birthdays do we got, Frankie
C? Still on November 4th, we can celebrate the 31st birthday of Vince Wilfork. Of the New England Patriots.
Wow, the great Patriots player. That's pretty cool. He's only 31.
Yeah, lucky.
Oh my God.
I looked up some stuff about him after I was compiling my research.
Yeah.
And I found out that prior to being drafted, Vince ran the 40-yard dash like most potential draftees do. Do you know how much that humongous man, do you know how fast he is?
I'd guess like a 5.0 40.
5.08.
Yeah.
40. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. Never come close to that, and even when I was skinny and in good shape.
Kerry, I'm shocked.
I know. How does that happen?
I was saying the same thing earlier, but then I was reminded that I've got a wicked case of turkey fever lately.
Yep.
With the oncoming Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And I was pretty sure that if somebody put a nice fresh plate of turkey 40 yards away from me, I might be able to get there in 5.08 seconds.
Patrick, were you an athlete? Can you run fast?
Yeah, I had my moments.
Yeah, how fast did you run? Let's put it out there.
Who was chasing me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was
yeah,
it a timed run during the chase?
No. you started talking about turkey, and I got sidetracked. I wanted to ask you guys if you knew the answer to this question. Do you know which Thanksgiving dish is said, the aroma is said to arouse men?
All of it.
In my case, it'd be which one doesn't arouse me.
Well, the correct answer is actually pumpkin pie. They say pumpkin pie, the aroma, when it infiltrates the house, can sexually arouses men. So,
really?
For what it's worth, yeah.
That's funny. My wife stopped cooking pumpkin pie 10 years ago.
She's trying to tell you something, but she doesn't even know she's telling you that.
I think she's fully aware, Pat. I'm the one who didn't know.
Women are so instinctive.
All right, what are the birthdays do we got?
Okay, well, as we move to November 6th, we can celebrate the birth of Pat Tillman, who, unfortunately also died in 2004, but he turned 36, or would have turned 36, yesterday.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, obviously, talking about Patriots and Veterans Day, we're going to talk in the next segment, Frank, about the top five NFL veterans of all time. And it's an amazing list of names of people, NFL legends who served in the military, in some cases doing amazing things. And Pat Tillman's not on the list because we're looking more at kind of, honestly, guys who were kind of more accomplished on the field. But with that said, to do what he did in this day and age when the money's so big and there was no need for him to have to give up that career and go overseas and serve his country, you would have to put him right up there at the top of the list with anybody for a guy who sacrificed, on behalf of his country.
Well, you know, the particulars on that were as follows. In his final season, he made $512,000.
Yep.
And then he went ahead and turned down a contract offer that would have doubled his money for the next 3 years. So, you know, that, like you said, come on, talk about a patriot. And then, of course, he was killed during a spontaneous protest of a video nobody ever saw.
The what are the birthdays do we get? I want to go there, but it's a tough day for politics.
Here's one for Pat Immig. Yeah. Pat, do you know who Chris Pallies is? And that Pallies is spelled P-A-L-L-I-E-S.
Yeah, he's a professional wrestler, I believe.
You know he is, and what do you know what his professional wrestling name was?
Yeah, that's King Kong Bundy, the man that invented WrestleMania 2 in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Well, as of today, King Kong Bundy is now 60 years old.
How about that?
That's amazing. Was he Al's brother?
Al Bundy's
brother.
No, he
was not Al's brother.
Okay.
Because he did have a nice big bald head, so he looked kind of like just a walking blob, but he was very dangerous in the ring. Carry.
There's a future for me in wrestling then.
Only after you shave your head.
Absolutely. You just need a manager. I could be your manager and distract the official and do all that stuff.
Well, do we get any other football birthdays, Frank?
Yeah, well, just one more football birthday, and that on November 8th, tomorrow, the great Bobby Bowden is going to turn 83 years old.
Wow. Day gum.
Here's an interesting thing. His real name is Robert Klecker Bowden.
Klecker?
Klecker is his middle name, but it turns out, and when I first read it, I'm like, that can't be right, but as it turns out, he uses his mother's maiden name as his middle name. So, Knee Klecker.
Yeah, I can't believe Bobby Bowden's 83, just because I grew up with Bobby Bowden. And it makes me think I'm starting to get old, too. I'm starting to reach you guys.
Do you have any idea how prolific that guy was? He had 40 winning seasons out of 44 that he coached, and 33 consecutive at Florida State.
That was kind of a second-rate program, and he came in and totally rebuilt it. And it was fun, you know, and it's kind of come back a little bit in the last couple of years, but, you know, especially, I guess, this year. But, you know, when they were at their height, when they were playing Florida and Miami every year, I mean, that was must-see TV. Even if you weren't a college football fan, those were a lot of times the biggest football events of the year other than the Super Bowl, and he's largely the architect of that, man. Obviously, it's great. It's great what he built, and it's great that his kind of, you know, legend is intact. Because look at the dark secrets that were being harbored at Penn State when Bowden and Paterno were, you know, neck and neck for the all-time wins lead. And one of the fallouts is that, if I remember correct, now Bowden is actually the winningest coach in 1A history because Paterno was stripped of all those victories.
Hey, now that Joe is dead, do you think that Bowden can put away his voodoo doll?
do we get any other birthdays?
I do remember Bobby Bowden doing Burger King commercials, too.
Do you? I don't remember that, no.
Vaguely I do. Yeah, there's one more birthday.
Go on, Pat.
No, I was just going to say, you mentioned the Notre Dame-Florida State game earlier, and that was, like, to me, that was the biggest game I had ever seen. That's, like, my most memorable game from my childhood, is watching Notre Dame and Florida State, and that was right when, I believe Rick Meyer was still with Notre Dame, was he not,
Gary? That was November 10th, I believe, 1993.
Yeah, and then Florida State, of course, got that victory. Or, no, Notre Dame got the victory, but Florida State won the war, I guess you could say, with...
Yeah, they wound up winning the
Because Boston College beat Notre Dame the next week, 41-39, on David Gordon's last-second 41-yard field goal.
Those were my two favorite consecutive college football weeks.
It was such a great year. 93 was, like, probably the best year for college football ever.
Yeah, it was a sexy time.
You know what? Actually...
sexy time.
Frank, we watched that game together. We drank an entire case of 22-ounce bottles of Sam Adams Cranberry Lambic. And I've never touched it again.
You can't drink it, right?
I love Sam Adams. So let's go to a tasting with Jim Cook tomorrow night of their new Utopias and... great friend, you know, been a great friend of the Cold Hard Football Facts, but I'll never touch his Cranberry Lambic ever again because of that horrific experience.
Yeah, it wasn't horrific at the time, but you're absolutely right. I mean, I can't.
I love cranberries, but I can't. I could never. I would vomit if I touched that beer.
Yeah, me too. One more birthday.
All right.
Let's see. Also
you
on
too,
November
8th. What am I going to do with you?
What's that?
I said, you too. What am I going to do with you?
How old were you then, Pat, by the way, in 93?
93, I was 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
Oh, all right. Well, that's not so bad. You
no,
can drink.
No, not at all.
You can drink. That's all we
eight.
Need you to do.
You were eight? Oh, me and Frank were already out getting strippers and drinking.
Well, that's enough of that. Yeah. We don't have to share the whole thing. Heavy D, the American hip-hop artist, Heavy D.
More bounce to the ounce.
More bounce to the ounce.
That's my right. kind of artist.
The overweight lover.
He's the overweight lover, Kerry B.
He would have turned 45 if he'd lived.
Oh, he died?
He died in... yes, he did.
Right,
I'm sorry, you know what? I take it back. Today's not his birthday. Today's the anniversary of his death.
Okay.
So let's tip a 40 for Heavy D.
we'll raise... What'd you say, raise a 40?
I'll tip a 40. Tip a 40? Pour some out for your homie, Heavy.
All right, beautiful. Well, Frank, appreciate the knowledge and all the info, the birthdays. That's always fun. And again, thank you as a Marine. Thank you for your service. And, folks, when we come back, we'll talk to you next week, Frank. When we come back, we're going to talk a little tailgating with one of my favorite chefs, Chris Coombs of D-Bar and Duave in Boston. And we'll talk to you guys in a few minutes.
Cold, hard football facts. Our facts can beat up your opinions.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Charanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
You never take advice.
Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. My name is Patrick Emig, along with the Potentate of Pigskin. He's your friendly neighborhood Potentate of Pigskin, even if you only know him through the online world, because the Potentate is omniscient and omnipotent, all-knowing. Mr. Kerry J. Byrne. And Kerry, we've had a kind of a veterans theme to the show, which is something near and dear to my heart and yours as well. And we're going to go through the top five NFL veterans. And we're going to start with one of the most genuine people that has ever come across on NFL films, Mr. Marv Levy.
Yeah, I don't know if people realize this, but Marv Levy was in the U.S. Army Air Corps during World War, which is, the predecessor to the Air Force in World War II. And I think when you look at him as kind of a lovable old gray-haired guy, well, you know, when he was in his 20s, he was serving overseas in World War II. And I just think that, was probably the kind of the greatest thing he ever, a guy who led a team to four Super Bowls, but I'm sure the greatest thing he ever did was serving in World War II. And to that end, what he said, he was asked if the Super Bowl once was a must-win game, and he said, nope, World War II was a must-win game. And I thought that perspective is just so much different than kind of maybe the way people think today, Pat.
Yeah, and Marv Levy was he kept it so close to his soul, his military background, and that, you know, there was, you see any NFL film specials on any of those Bills teams in the 90s, and they talk about how Levy would quote your boy Winston Churchill, and I know you're a big fan of Winston Churchill.
Yeah, no, I mean here's a guy who basically kept together and saved the Western world through kind of the power of his spirit. So I just think that was, you know, just it had to be so much. I think those things put football in perspective, guys who went through that pivotal moment in human history. I think football still important to them, but probably they just had a different perspective on it, and probably a healthier perspective too.
Your next veteran for the top five, George Halas, who served in both World Wars, and what can you say about
How about this? George Halas, Papa Bear Halas, probably the most important figure in the history of the NFL, right? I mean, he founded the NFL, he founded the Chicago Bears, he played in the NFL, he coached in the NFL, won, I forget how many championships he won. He did, I think, four different 10-year stints as a coach of the Bears. I mean, still probably, if you had to build a Mount Rushmore of pro football, George Halas is not only on it, but atop it. I mean, he's really that important, but served in both World War I and World War II. Now, in World War I, he played, I believe he played football at Great Lakes Naval Training Center, which won the Rose Bowl. The military schools, not just the academies, but like these military training centers, had so much football talent, they fielded teams, and the Great Lakes Naval Training Center won the 1919 Rose Bowl. And George Halas was the MVP, and then the next year he founded the Chicago Bears. And then he served
The Papa Bear then.
Yeah, and then he served again in World War II, and in the 1940s, at the height of his career, the owner and coach and everything for the Chicago Bears, went off and served in the military more as kind of a ceremonial role. I think he led the recreational teams for Admiral Nimitz, but here's a guy who twice interrupted his career in between founding the NFL to serve in the military.
And then at number three, we have Joe Foss, the first commissioner of the AFL.
Yeah, here's a guy probably nobody knows, but this guy won the Medal of Honor. He was a U.S. Marine Corps pilot in Guadalcanal. And if you know anything about Guadalcanal, and I'm sure you do, Pat, with your family's Marine Corps history, but basically what happened is we abandoned the Marines there. It was early in the war, and we didn't have enough, you know, we couldn't really take on the Japanese Navy. And the U.S. Navy fled, left the Marines stranded on Guadalcanal. Well, they held on and basically turned the tide of battle, abandoned, and basically changed the course of the war. But he was a Marine Corps pilot who won the Medal of Honor for his service on Guadalcanal. And then later, you know, 15 years after the war, was the first commissioner of the American Football League.
And then at number two, some would call him the commissioner of the Dallas Cowboys, perhaps Tom Landry.
How about this? How many people know that Tom Landry, as a kid, after being at the University of Texas, flew 30 bombing missions over Europe in World War II?
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, and his brother, by the way, was killed when a B-17 crashed. His brother was also I'm not sure what his brother did. Tom Landry was a co-pilot. You know, think of the nuggets it took to climb in a rickety plane like that with people shooting at you and do it 30 times as like a 20-year-old kid. I mean, that's why he was stoic, because what else are you going to do to this guy that's going to shake him up if you've done that as a kid? Nothing will ever compare to what he went through on those bombing missions.
And then at number one, we have Jack Loomis, who I think is probably another name that the casual fan probably not familiar with.
Well, Jack Loomis was a rookie on the 1941 Eastern Conference champion Giants, played in a week or two after Pearl Harbor, because Pearl Harbor, December 7th, was a Sunday. A week or two, the Giants played in the NFL championship game, and they lost that game, but he, like half the players on the field that day, marched off and signed up for the service, joined the Marine Corps. He ended up winning the Medal of Honor. He launched an attack on an entrenched position on Iwo Jima. He was a lieutenant leading a group of men, had his legs blown off. And there's a story of him standing in a shell crater with his legs blown off, ordering his men forward to fight before he just basically bled to death and died. But won the Medal of Honor, the only NFL player to ever win the Medal of Honor. He did it on Iwo Jima, and kind of, I know the story because I've written about it quite a bit. And the most interesting part, well, not the most interesting part, but an interesting footnote is, you know, in 5 years ago when I wrote the story, I got an email from an officer aboard the USS Jack Loomis in the South Pacific, a Marine prepositioning ship. Not only was this guy an officer on the Jack Loomis, the Loomis was built in my hometown of Quincy, Massachusetts. So I thought it was kind of a interesting way for the story to kind of come full circle, Patrick.
You are the neighborhood potentate, after all.
Well, I just think, you know, it's kind of amazing. You know, like we said earlier, a thousand NFL players, coaches, and owners served in the service in World War II, and Jack Loomis probably for the honors he earned, probably, you know, the most notable of them. So anyway, Pat, let's turn it to a little tailgating. I know you. What do you like to eat when you tailgate, Pat?
Everything.
All right. Well, we're gonna talk to a good friend of mine, a guy named Chris Coombs, who I like to call an up and coming chef, but because he's young, but he's arrived. He's not up and coming anymore. He's kind of a power player now in the Boston dining scene. Chris Coombs. Chris, are you with us?
Sure am. How you doing, Terry?
Doing well, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I don't know if you looked out your window recently, though. I don't know what all that white stuff is, though. I'm not familiar with that yet.
Chris, can I just tell you what I did? I'm here in the Subway Fresh broadcast studios at Gillette Stadium, and during the last break, me and my producer Kevin ran out and looked on the field. The field at Gillette Stadium is covered in about 2 inches of snow right now. Jeez. It's a winter wonderland. It looks unbelievable.
Wow, we just turned over in Boston probably about 15 or 20 minutes ago here. So nothing's sticking on the ground yet, but sure doesn't look like it'll be long.
No, absolutely. So Chris, tell me, tell me about D-Bar is your first restaurant in Dorchester, a great neighborhood place, and your more recent restaurant, now a couple of years old, Duave, is kind of one of the signature restaurants in the Back Bay. Tell me a little bit about about your restaurants and kind of your cooking style and what you try to do.
Sure. So D-Bar, it's now in its seventh year, and it is, an urban, hip, bistro brasserie that really focuses on, the new and up-and-coming neighborhood of Dorchester.
Yep.
That's, you know, not the Dorchester that, you know, certainly not from when I grew up or from when my dad was growing up either. It's really gentrified and become a much better place. And, and that's really been something that stimulated the local economy there. And with food, we really take a lot of French bistro inspiration.
Yep.
And then sort of marry that with a lot of good local seasonal products and nothing too stuffy. It's a great place to go, midweek. You know, you can get a burger there, have a good, we have great craft beers and things like that.
You have Smutty Nose IPA, which I go out of my way to get at D-Bar.
Sure do. Yeah, we bring in your Sierra Celebration Ale every year just for you, Gary, too. So.
All right, well, I'll definitely be there, man, that's for sure. Now, what about Duave is a little more upscale? What was kind of the inspiration for that? Did you just needed to expand your – I know you're kind of classically trained, and you've done more than just the neighborhood thing, and Duave, it seems like, a little more kind of your more kind of high-end classical inspirations. Is that the case?
Sure. I mean, I grew up, my first few restaurants were super fine dining. I mean, between, places like Being a Little Washington and Restaurant Danielle and Toppers at the Winnet Relay Chef.
On Nantucket,
the now closed Ojigui. And I was fortunate enough to get into these super fine dining establishments at a pretty young age. Actually, Ming Tsai gave me my start at Blue Ginger around age 17 or 18 years old into fine dining.
Yep.
And, about 6 years ago here, I felt like I was about ready to be, an executive chef. And, there was an opportunity with D-Bar to have, menu control and really express myself. And that was great, and D-Bar is a lot of fun, but it really, it never scratched my fine dining itch. So after having a bunch of success with Dorchester, we were looking at, my partner and I were looking at, downtown locations, and, sure enough, the space that's now Duave, came up right across the street from, Ken Oringer, who's just, one of the top chefs in Boston.
Yep.
And Cleo, and, the Back Bay is definitely, one of the more affluent neighborhoods of Boston. And we were just, we were fortunate enough to get a great deal and, just put together this restaurant that's now, as you said, a staple in Boston fine dining.
And by the way, Duave, if people don't know, in French, it's actually French, I believe, would be pronounced a little bit differently, but it means two avenues, and you're at the corner of Mass Ave and Commonwealth.
Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And by the way, I know you have an upscale background, but you're a local working class kid, though, Chris, right? I mean, you started out in like a sports bar on the North Shore or something, didn't you,
as a
kid?
Yeah. I actually, interestingly enough, I grew up up on the North Shore in Peavey.
Yep.
And when I was about 11 or 12, I think I was about 11 years old, my neighbor owned a seafood restaurant in Peabody. His name is Bobby Picano, and the place is called Ocean Delight. It's probably been closed for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Ocean Delight, it was no fine dining, but, you know, it gave me some pots and pans to scrub, and
yep.
You know, I got to do some medial prep tasks. You know, I'd you know, shuck oysters or clams or, you know, cut sole or, you know, make mashed potatoes, things like that. And, you know, at the time, you know, when you're 11 or 12 years old making $6 an hour, you know, it set all my habits at the time, which were baseball cards and Nike Airs, you know. it definitely kept me, you know, working. I worked in restaurants all through high school, and then I guess I just started to get good at it and started to fall in love with it. And really, it's the now the only thing I've ever, you know, it's all I've ever done. And totally just, you know, love to make people happy, love making good food and just, you know, giving people an amazing experience. So.
Now you also, we have not had the opportunity to tailgate together. You know, I love to tailgate. I'm pretty good as a tailgate chef. You put me in the back of my truck, I can cook something. I have my
sure.
tailgate
sure.
special coming up for Thanksgiving, a Thanksgiving tailgate on New England Cable News. But I know if I got next to you, I definitely couldn't keep up with you. When you tailgate, I know you're a football fan. What do you like to cook? What's good tailgate food for you, Chris?
Well, I got to tell you, this is my introduction into tailgating. So this year's the first year that I've been a season ticket holder as a Patriots fan, you know, lifelong Patriots fan. And I'll tell you, it was quite the learning curve for me because,
yeah.
you know, naturally chefs, when they go to tailgate, they hang out with other chefs. So my first Patriots game actually being at the stadium tailgating was the Cardinals game. And I hung out with, you know, Garrett Harker from Eastern Standard,
yeah,
James Hudson's from Tremont 647.
Yep.
And, you know, we had a group of guys there, probably about 15, 20 guys. I brought my dad to the game. I bring my dad to all the games, actually. And you know, we had a pretty good setup. You know, Gary did some stuff from Island Creek. He's doing lobster with avocado. And, you know, and then Andy does his, you know, his signature barbecue stuff. And then Chris Hart also was there, who's, you know, a champion yeah. brisket maker.
Chris, we've had Chris Hart on this show already, and we've had Garrett Hocker on the show. Not only was Garrett on the show, he came in studio with his bartender Jackson Cannon. They brought in
good guys.
All their
good
homemade
guys.
Sausage and sauerkraut. This was in October, and
yeah.
put on a great feed right here at the studio at Gillette Stadium.
I'll tell you, good group of guys, but man, was it humbling that first tailgating experience. Chris Hart might have the best brisket I've ever tasted in my life.
Yep.
That guy knows barbecue, you know. So I figured, you know, the first day I actually brought I brought a ton of wine and beer and things like that. Yes, we chefs do drink wine at, you know, 9:30 in the morning on a tailgate. We'll drink beer too, but I like my wine. And you know, and I sort of thought, where can I really show off and make these guys happy? So I actually brought a bunch of different varieties of sausage, and I think you may have actually tasted some of the sausage that I make homemade from D-Bar.
Yeah, I had them at D-Bar about a couple weeks ago.
We did a garlic sausage, a fennel sausage, an Italian, and then I've done a boudin, I've done a, you know, I mean, I'll just basically, usually I make a bunch of different types of sausages, make a couple sauces to go along
yeah.
with them. And I think sausage is really a crowd pleaser. You know, it travels easy.
Yeah, and especially for a foot, it feels like manly food for a football game. And the thing is, as a chef, as someone who likes to cook like myself or like you, it can be, you can express your artistry and make something creative, but still make it a tailgate-friendly food, too. It's kind of almost, in a lot of ways, a perfect tailgate food.
Agreed. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of people go with steak and chicken and pork. I mean, those are your tailgate staples, and I sort of like to go a little bit outside of that. And I think the accompaniments can really make it, too. I mean, if you're bringing sausage, you know, I think, I forget which game it was, but I brought Andouille sausage with Louisiana gumbo. You know, I mean,
yep.
that's not something you expect to see at the tailgate. And it goes pretty quick, you know, and you make some good friends when you're bringing food like that.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of great food and making friends, Chris and his business partner, Brian Pacini, you guys hosted a dinner that I was fortunate enough to be at, what was it, Monday night now?
Yeah, it was Monday night.
Yeah, at Brian's. Brian's got a great place in Dorchester. And showing off the food for your new restaurant, Boston Chops, I overloaded on beef. Chris, and you've seen me, right? I can put away a few steaks, but
yeah.
you had probably six or eight different kinds of steak going, all different
yeah.
kinds of sides and everything. It was just kind of an intimate dinner with some friends and some food people, all showing off the new food at the food coming up at Boston Chops, which is your new restaurant. Can you just tell us a little bit about Boston Chops?
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited. This is going to be Brian Pacini and I, as you mentioned. It's going to be our third venture together.
Yep.
And it's actually located at 1375 Washington Street in the South End. So it's the old bank space, Bank Ginger Park. It's been a couple restaurants, but we're giving it a facelift and a new identity. And we're really going to be taking a very modern approach to what we're coining as urban steak bistro, and really just sort of breaking down the barriers of what people perceive as what a steakhouse is, and just sort of modernizing that and moving it forward, you know. And I'm really, really excited about some of the team that we're assembling to do this project, and it's a bit early for me to put that information out there.
Yep.
But, I mean, we're going to have a great focus on great beers, craft cocktails. I mean, we've got one of the programs just going to be beautiful. We're going to have an amazing wine list. And we're going to see a lot of composition with the food that, you know, you don't typically see in steakhouses, and just a lot more care put toward, you know, things like vegetable cookery, starch cookery. I know you commented on some of the,
let me talk about that real quick, Chris. What Chris cooked, folks, and, you have to check it out at Boston Chops. And by the way, Chris, I want you to do this. Send me a couple recipes so we can get them up on Cold Hard Football Facts for listeners who want to check out some of your food. If you can do that, we'd love to put some of your recipes.
You want
in our
tailgating recipes?
No, steak recipes. We'll figure it out offline. But
we'll
I would love listeners to come and get some of your recipes. But at the dinner the other night, we had filet mignon, we had bone-in filet mignon, we had ribeye, we had hanger steak, we had skirt steak. I mean, we had everything, but the one thing that jumped out to me were those fingerling potatoes, which were cooked in duck fat. Is that the story?
Yeah. I mean, duck fat's actually one of my favorite fats as far as flavor goes. We're certainly known for duck and our duck preparations at Duwaf. But you know what? When it comes to vegetables, it's a really mellow fat. Vegetarians don't really love duck fat on their vegetables.
Well, I think a guy who has favorite fats, I think, is a good man. So, hey, Chris, man, we're running up against the clock here. But just want to thank you for coming on. If you guys want to check out Chris's restaurants, D-Bar in Dorchester, Duave in the Back Bay, and coming up shortly, Boston Shops in the South End. Chris, appreciate your time and look forward to tailgating with you later this season.
Look forward to it as well, Terry. Thank you so much.
All right, Chris, have a good one, folks.
Right.
We'll be back with our stat attack on the other side of the break.
Cold, hard football facts. Our facts can beat up your opinions.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Charanza EL 400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G0 19 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASC certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval is solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
And now, with Vanilla Ice, it is time for the Stat Attack. Okay, that's not going to work there, Gary. Hey, it's Patrick Hemming back on the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. And we're rounding out the show here. We're going to go into the Stat Attack. Gary, are you ready to go into an abbreviated barrage of all things NFL?
Yeah, I'm ready, especially after getting pumped up by Vanilla Ice. I'm ready to rock and roll.
I mean, Robert Van Winkle knows how to jam.
Anyone named Van Winkle is my kind of guy.
I agree. All right, let's go ahead and start. We're going to start with the Falcons at the Saints. This is a classic NFC South showdown.
How about this? The Falcons better than the Saints in 18 of 20 quality stats. The Saints had that big win, obviously, against the Eagles Monday night, but they're still not a good team. Disaster on defense, and they're always very good at home, but I think Atlanta keeps the undefeated train going.
How about the Bills at the Patriots?
The Patriots have just obviously been dominant. I believe they are 16-8 and 1 against the spread under Bill Belichick versus the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they not only win, they win big. They dominate the series. Hung 52 on them earlier this year, and honestly, I just expect another blowout this year.
Do you think they'll score 40 points in the second half again, maybe?
Well, we're big on our relativity index, which measures how well you perform relative to the quality of your opposition, okay? Usually teams are within 3 or 4 points on that indicator. The Patriots are 20 points better on average per game than the Buffalo Bills, even if you adjust for the quality of their opposition.
Okay, how about the Broncos at the Panthers? In the battle of John Fox, the winner gets John Fox, their head coach.
Well, I was surprised the Panthers beat the Redskins last week. I really was. Denver, obviously Peyton Manning coming along, having a great season. The Broncos right now, number one in real quarterback rating, our measure of all aspects of quarterback play, and number one in average per attempt every time they drop back to pass. A pretty devastating passing attack, and I think another big day for Peyton Manning.
Detroit at Minnesota, classic NFC North.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of a little intrigued by this game. I think these two teams are dead even. You go up and down our indicators. The Lions 17th on the relativity index. The Vikings 18th. The Lions number 18 on our quality stats power rankings. The Vikings number 21. A very evenly matched game, and I think, I think the Vikings are probably the less flawed team right now.
How about the Giants at the Bengals?
The Bengals, you know, they kind of showed some signs there for a while, but I think they're in trouble. I think they're in trouble this week. The Giants, just like we talked about earlier with Peter King, just a team that nobody wants to play in. The Bengals right now just have all kinds of issues, especially on pass defense. They can't stop anybody through the air. We saw that in week one when even Joe Flacco lit them up all day, put 44 points on them in week one. And by the way, Patches, I know you know this, our listeners want to see every opponent in every game and all our indicators. Go to Cold Hard Football Facts. Become a Cold Hard Football Facts insider, where we offer our weekly picks straight up and against the spread. But what we do is we size up every opponent in 20 different quality stats, so you can see how every team looks side by side and all the stats that win and lose football games.
How about the Raiders at the Ravens? And the Raiders coming off the thrashing at the hands, or at the legs, I should say, of Doug Martin.
Yeah, you know, the Raiders were favored in that game, and what we said is, looking at our numbers, we would pick the Buccaneers to win outright 100 of 100 times, even being three time zones away across the country. It proved one of our best picks of the year among many. And I think this is another one where the Raiders just aren't good enough to compete.
How about the Chargers at the Bucs? This is the battle.
Hello, Pat.
Yes, I'm here.
I lost you there for a second. Chargers at Buccaneers. How about this? You know, San Diego is a team that everyone had high hopes for, right? And it beat up the Chiefs this week, and the proverbial talented team that never lives up to the hype. But the Buccaneers, the statistical story of the season so far, are better than the Chargers in 18 of 20 quality stats. So that is actually hard to believe, because the Buccaneers might have been the worst team in football by the end of 2011.
The Jets at the Seahawks. Rex Ryan gets to travel up to the home of the 12th man.
Seattle, what can you say? They're just two different teams at home and away. I believe they are 16-5-1 against the spread at home under Pete Carroll. They're 6.5-point favorites this week, and that may not be enough. I mean, this team has beaten some very good teams at home, and the Jets are not a very good team.
Cowboys at Eagles in the battle of who can be dumber.
Yeah, you know, the Eagles, to me, the more – I don't know which one – actually, I don't know, Pat. I don't know which one's more frustrating, but
They're both hilarious. I think they've both been smacked around by the Giants so much, by the Giants front four, that they just don't function like a well-oiled team should.
No, they don't. They're two dumb teams. I think teams that we think have a lot of talent that both poorly coach. I think both coaches are gone at the end of the season. And you know what? This game may determine which coach gets fired first.
I'm going to submit my idea to the Cold Hard Football Facts for Kids division to have a child story based off of Mice and Men with George and Lenny, only it'll be played by the Cowboys and Eagles as the two dumb hitwits.
The two Rams dumb homeless people.
Yes, the Rams at the 49ers.
A pretty interesting game. How about the 49ers? 11.5-point favorites against not a bad team, not a very good team in St. Louis, but you know, not a bad team. And how about this? The 49ers are 9-2-1 against the spread at home during the regular season. And by the way, they've been double-digit home favorites three times. They are 3-0 straight up and against the spread in those three games. Not only do they win at home, they win big at home.
And then lastly, we'll round out with the Sunday night matchup, a game I'm really looking forward to, the Houston Texans at the Chicago Bears.
Pat, talk about the great statistical clash of the 2012 season. I think a test of who's got the bigger nuggets for both teams, right? Both teams have beat up a lot of opponents. The Houston Texans, number one across the board in our quality stats power rankings. The best, strongest across the board team in football with no weak links. Had a great defense that makes plays, but nobody makes plays like the Chicago Bears. They're going to need one or two of those patented breakout game-changing defensive plays to compete with the better all-around Houston Texans.
And hopefully we'll see Charles Tillman provide some more uppercuts and jabs.
Yeah, football. What did you call him? He's the what of the NFL?
He's the Liu Kang of the NFL.
And Liu Kang is?
He was a video game character on the game Mortal Kombat.
I should know that, I guess, but I'm not up on my... The last video game I knew was, I think, Defender.
See, I don't even know what Defender is. Is that like a Stratomatic style
Defender
game?
Was a game where you like rode a ship through like a, kind of like a space warp and you shot enemy ships and kind of, it was kind of like Asteroids, except you went kind of you went horizontal.
Okay, good enough. On that note, we're going to duck on out of here for Kevin Collins, our all global producer, and for you, Mr. Kerry J. Byrne, the potentate of pigskin. My name is Patrick Immig, and looking forward to this week's games. Besides the Bears and Texans, Kerry, what are you looking at as your kind of a sneaky, what could be a sneaky awesome game?
Well, we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but Indianapolis, Jacksonville. I know Jacksonville's terrible, but the Colts still aren't great. They're still a weak team, and I think that could prove a little interesting. But I think I'd like to see if Drew Brees can tear apart that Atlanta defense.
Sounds good. We'll keep an eye peeled. And everybody, thanks for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on Patriots.com. Once again, for Kevin Collins, Kerry Byrne, and Patrick Immig, or my name is Patrick Immig, I should say. We're going to head on out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Cold Hard Football Facts, a member of the FootballNation.com family.